First of all, go to Joshua 1, verse 8. Joshua 1, 8. This is going to be a little bit of a different service because I was getting ready and wanted to do it my way, and God was changing it up, and that's okay. He can change it up any way he wants. So, going to get to some things here. I've been listening to a CD by Pastor Nancy, on YouTube, on her healing messages. Has anybody heard that? How about Hear and Be Healed, Part 1 and 2? Anybody listen to that? I really encourage you to. And I'm going to be reading several things that she said from that. Because I took a lot of notes, and I went over it, and I went over it, and I went over it, and I've heard it, and I've heard it, and I've heard it. And then, just getting it in my spirit so I could make it my own and say that it was all my idea. And it's the word. But I think I'm just going to be reading several things that she said because I want it to help you. It's not about making me look good. I want it to help you, and whatever will help you the most, and I think what will help you the most is just hearing it like she said it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right? So we'll start out here a little different direction first. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. And I like what my husband said, you can do anything else you want the rest of the time, but day and night, let's meditate on the word. In other words, let's speak the word. Let's read the word. Let's be listening to CDs that have good word content in them, not just, 90% opinion and then 10% word. Just be saying it, be calling things that be not as though they were, like our father of faith, Abraham. That's meditation. That's what it means. Day and night. Do whatever else you want the rest of the time. That you may observe to do. Observe to do. Now, it's been a while since I looked at that word. I used to teach quite a bit on this, particularly in the Bible schools. But to observe means to observe. So that's a revelation. Watch, guard, in order to keep. Take heed. Or do, look at, so I put this down, look at and gain understanding in order to take it for yourself. So when you're observing something, you're hearing it with an ear that I'm going to apply this. Yes. As a matter of fact, it is so close to doing it that you're hearing it, but yet you're just... In other words, in the hearing, you're actually doing too. Yeah. Or you're ready to pounce on what God's word says.
Amen.
You're observing to the point to where you get so excited and revelation is coming that you just, you start to say it before the CD's even through. Thank you, Lord, I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Like Brother Copeland the other day on Friday night, I was dealing with some symptoms and I didn't fly out with Pastor Jay to the conference, and I was not happy about that, but I wasn't sulking about it. I turned on the live stream Friday night, and Brother Copeland ministered, and at the end of the service, he had us all lay hands on ourselves. I am well. I am well. I am well. And I was running around the house. I am well.
Yes.
I am well.
Amen.
And my cat was freaking out. Mom, what's happening here? I am well. I am well. And the next day I called up Christine and I said, I'm well. Get me a flight. Did you ask your body? No. Were you still dealing with symptoms? Yes. But I was well. And I got the revelation of that. In the hearing came the doing. And in the fullness of that hearing came the doing, to where it just was a response. It wasn't something that somebody had to wrench my hand and said, will you please go to the meeting already? It's going to bless you. No, it wasn't. My husband did not push me one iota. He actually just hugged me and said, you know, honey, this all turned around. Pray the Lord. Amen. And I had to deal with this. I had to hear the word for myself. I had to get so full of the word that the doing was easy. It wasn't hard. And when you get so full of God's word in whatever area you need, you get so full in that area, the doing just comes automatically. So I want you to keep that in mind when I read these things from Pastor Nancy, because that's what Joshua was talking about. That you may observe to do. You're observing. You're looking at it with the purpose of fully putting it into practice, and you get such a revelation in the side of you, inside of you. It's not how many times, and I've been there, done that so many times. You're looking at your Bible, you're reading, and then your phone goes, and then a text comes, and the cat's like, meow. And that, you know, interpretation of cat, meow, means I'm hungry. And I'm thinking, I just want to hear the word. And I have to cut all the distractions off. And I haven't always done it. And the Lord deals with me, you're not fully getting it on the inside. That's why you're not fully getting the benefit of it. Now, does that mean that you don't ever answer your texts? Please don't take it that way. Please, my staff, don't take it that way. All right? Pastor Debbie, I'm meditating in the word in the office today. I can't take your call. You're fired! Anyway, meditate on that. All right. So you don't want to do that when you're taking a person's paycheck. You're supposed to do the word. Yeah. And, or you're supposed to do the work is what I meant. And that is doing the word. Yeah. Nobody's been fired because of that that I know of, so we're all good. Teresa's come close. No. No. She hadn't come close at all. I just have to give her a hard time, you know, and that helps her grow. Praise the Lord. Helps her faith get strong. Amen. We all have people in our life that help us grow. Yep. Right? That you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. And we've said before that that word prosperous is to push forward and break out. But we, see, let's go down to verse 9. He's warning us, though. Have I not commanded you, be strong and good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. See, he had to say that right after he told them, observe to do all the commandments, because people can get burdened by that. And I've heard people say faith is a burden. Oh, like the Bible's a burden? No, actually, it brings life. But if it is a burden to us, then we're not getting the full revelation of it. And I've been so blessed by what Pastor Nancy has been teaching in her series on Hear and Be Healed, that it's not until you get full. And what you're full of will move you. If you're full of NASCARs, that's what you're going to talk about all the time. If you're, and I'm not saying that people shouldn't be skilled in areas. But we really ought to be more skilled in God's word, in talking more about the Lord and his presence and the things of God than we are all the natural things in life. And you don't have to be a pastor to be skilled at the word. You don't need to be a traveling evangelist to be skilled in prayer, to be skilled in using your faith. It's just something that happens. It's not a burden. It's a relationship with the Lord. As you read the word and you start getting revelation, God made me. He redeemed me. He forgave me. He shed his blood for me. He healed me. He's my healer. He prospered me. And as you hear this, you actually want to rise up and take hold of that blessing. Amen?
Amen.
So, again, Joshua, have I not commanded you, be strong, good courage, don't be afraid, don't be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And maybe on Sunday we'll talk a little bit more. I thought I was going there tonight, but not about not yielding to fear. When you're dealing with symptoms for months at a time, fear will be knocking on your door, not just daily. I'm talking every minute of the day. Every minute that you are feeling something or you're dealing with something, fear will try to come at your door and sway you. And that's why you've got to consider not the symptoms. Consider not. You have to speak to that spirit of fear and tell it to get out in Jesus' name. You have to consider not what's going on. And you've got to find out what you have in Christ. And you've got to find out what the Spirit of God is telling you to do.
Amen.
Amen. And I like to say it this way. I do all the natural things that I know to do. Take a boatload of vitamins. Don't have a problem with it. But that's not what heals me. Now, I do say it works healing and health to my flesh and nutrient-wise, you understand. But I always say, but the life of God makes me healed and whole. I bless my food, and I thank God that the nutrients are assimilating into my body, and its health and its nutrients to me. But I always say, but the life of, and I started recently just saying this all the time, the life of God is the ultimate, and it's working in me. So I don't put my trust in vitamins, but you know, at the same time, you eat food to live by, right? You breathe air to live by. So moving right on. So we don't give in to a spirit of fear. He hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Now, we're going to, so maybe we'll talk more about that on Sunday. We'll see. But when you're dealing with symptoms, thoughts will come. I mean, and it can just be the flu, and the devil will tell you you're going to die tomorrow. So, and we all have had people in our family that let us know that they're going to die any minute. You understand? And all they have is the sniffles. Well, anybody have something? Don't raise your hands. Have somebody in the family like that? Or you know, have been raised, and it seemed like it. And frankly, what was fake news now became a reality. Fake news is just, you know, symptoms that the enemy will try to bring on you, but it's only when you take them as your own that they become deep-rooted, they become deep-seated, and that fake news becomes a reality. And they start manifesting in your life. So, you know, that person that was always talking about his ooka-booka, and, you know, and my knees this, and you know, none of you care about me. You understand? You understand what I'm talking about. None of you care about me, and I'm going to die. And usually they do eventually. It happens. And, you know, you want to see my shock face? Because that's what they're calling to themselves. I'm not trying to make light. I'm just saying that when somebody's calling that I'm sick, I'm symptoms. Look, I understand that. I love you. I care about you. But the only thing that will turn that around, you can do all the natural things, and the only thing that's going to turn that around is meditating on the Word and calling those things that be not as though they were. What be not? Healing. Health. So we don't talk about the symptoms. We talk about, I'm healed. I'm whole. I'm full of life. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And amen. Fear can come because we're afraid of what other people may think about us. Okay, they've known I'm still dealing with these symptoms for the last 4 months. What are people thinking? They're thinking they love you and they care about you and don't want to see you go through that. And if they're thinking anything else, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. Abraham, month after month after month after month after month, called himself what God called him. And don't you know he got somewhat embarrassed calling himself a father of many nations when he didn't have any children? So some of you that are believing God for children in here, just stay the course. Just stay the course. Just stay the course and let God be God in your life and endure.
Amen.
Through what that spirit of fear says. And so, I don't care what people think about me. My flesh does, but I'm not tuning in to that channel. Job 22:28. You will also declare a thing and it will be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. And that word establish means to rise, accomplish, confirm, lift up, stir up, strengthen, succeed, rise up. Notice what we were talking about before, that when you're observing to do, that faith rises in your heart. When you're looking at the word, faith comes, or faith rises in your heart. And it's like that muscle, and as you use it, it'll grow. Faith rises. What's that scripture? I meant to look it up, and he will rise with healing is in his wings. Yeah, is that in Isaiah? Yeah, he will rise with healing in his wings. In other words, health and healing comes, and it works in us when we get full of God's word. When we're meditating, when we're speaking it, then healing rises in us. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established, or it will rise within you. It will cause you to succeed. It will lift you up. It will be carried out. That's another word that established means. It will be fulfilled. It's all coming to pass. A home for Spirit of Faith Family Church. It's all coming to pass. Would you rather accept defeat, or would you rather just beef it up and getting the word and hearing the word and having changes in your life and being successful? There are areas in our life that God wants to see change, but until we want to see them change, they will never be completed in our life. Because God sees us as complete, and he made us with a purpose in mind, but we will never fulfill that purpose, and we will never come to that place of completeness until we get God's word in our heart to fullness, and that's what will thrust us to the places that we need to be for God. That's what will thrust us to places where we find ourselves sharing with people, not timidly drawing back. No, because we've been meditating on the word. We've been meditating who we are in Christ. We've been reading Mark 16 about lay hands on the sick, they shall recover, to a place to where we're finding somebody. And it's a response out of becoming full. So if you want changes in your life, or you can just stay the same, we'll still love you anyway, but then we'll have to bail you out. Because if you want changes in your life, you're going to have to beef up the word. You're going to have to come to another level. So we're still real talking about the offering, right? What God said to me. God wants to see you rise up with healing in your wings. He wants to see the life of God make changes in your body, in my body. He wants to see us fulfilling the plan and the purpose of God, and not just sitting here service after service after service wondering, is it ever gonna happen, Lord? But if we will get in God's word, then nobody, it doesn't matter, the most timid person, the person in here that thinks they can't do anything for God, the person in here that just basically said, I give up. But if you will just start reading the word, if you'll just start putting CDs in, even though your flesh doesn't want to do it, just start doing it. Maybe mom and dad don't think you're a good boy. Who cares? the CD in.
Yes.
Start saying what the scripture says about you. But I'm dealing with addictions. I'm dealing with problems. I'm dealing with these things. You just have to change what you're seeing.
Yes.
And you can't change what you're seeing unless you change what you're hearing.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. 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 Per sun shandande edele bresokusha, mandele mo osakaya.
Sam, I want you to come up here because God's talking to me about you. Not mad at you or anything. I just want you to know that. And things will change. Things are coming to a head where you will be propelled ahead, but you've got to give the word the place in order to propel that ahead. And the job serves a purpose, but there's a higher purpose. You understand that. And there is coming a time when you can no longer stay at this level. And just take that. Just take strength. You see, because I've been there several times in my own life, and I just appreciated the impartations to get me to the other side.
Amen.
Don't you just appreciate that? Because you have such a precious heart, and God wants to see you in that place. Amen. And that wasn't me. The Lord wanted me to minister to you. Okay?
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, we only have about 15 minutes here. Joshua 1:13. We can just move on down there. We were in Joshua 1:8. Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is giving you rest and is giving you this land. We so easily get out of rest. Rest means to rest, to settle down, used in a great variety of applications. Quiet, remain, set down. To rest, settle down, remain, repose, have rest, be quiet. I wrote this down. Settle down, don't break down.
Amen.
Settle down, don't break down. And being a woman with hormones, you understand. Men just cover your ears, whatever. Women have a tendency to eventually break down in areas, yield to oppression. Men do too, you understand, but you're going to see this more with women. All right, yield to oppression, anxiety. What am I going to do about this? Because their hormones are flying off the handle or whatever. Hormones are flying, right? And they're moved by their hormones, and the only way that will ever change, they got to stop crying. They got to stop yielding to oppression. Been there, done that, had the T-shirt, and I'm so glad that I no longer have that T-shirt. I do not have time for that T-shirt. It has been ripped in shreds, thrown out, and I have no idea where it is now. And if you dig it up, I will throw it away. I don't need to look back at my past. What has been done has been done, but I am delivered. It was what it was, but I am who I am.
Amen.
And I just have to get full, not of myself, not of the world, not looking back on the problems, not yielding to oppression and anxiety and hormones and whatever, but just let the word repose me down, settle me down. You see people that just go in cycles. And I tell you, we can be hit. Linda, we can be hit with whatever, with something that's, oh my goodness, I can't believe. You know, just yesterday and today. And yet have such a confidence in our heart that I'm well taken care of. Now, do we ever have to tweak things to get to that place? Absolutely. Because we're sitting in bed shaking because we got a physical body and we have hormones and we got things and we're just like, I don't know what's going on. But the more we get in God's word, the more we're faithful to the assembling together and hearing, and we do this because we're hearing the word, and we get, you're going to get a certain amount of revelation at home sitting on the couch reading your Bible, but you're going to get more revelation if you're hearing it through your pastor.
Yes.
I'm just saying, now you'll get more revelation sitting down on the couch if you've been come to church.
Yes.
Because that's God's way.
Yes.
I didn't choose his way. He chose his way. You understand?
Amen.
But whatever the enemy throws at us, he's trying to break us. He's trying to break our will. He's trying to tear us down. He's trying to, the call of God on our life, John. He's trying to steal our confidence so that we won't be a blessing like you are. He says, I see that gift, and I'm going to tear him down until he just breaks down and he doesn't do it. And all you have to do is just laugh. Oh, really? Hit me with your... No, I'm not going to sing that. I'm not going to sing that song. That's an old carnal song. I was going to, you know. Go ahead. Give it your best shot. Go ahead.
Come on.
See, but it will just repel right off me. I had no idea I was going this. It will repel off me. And maybe we've given in at times, and maybe we've cried behind the scenes, and maybe we've, but we've got to come to a place where it's not just a partial revelation anymore. In other words, I can stay in bed half the time, cry about it, and then the other half time I'm, hallelujah. It's got to be consistent. Waking up in the morning.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory. Yeah. I'm healed. I'm whole.
Amen.
Drinking my coffee. Glory. Hallelujah. Eating my banana. Glory. Just constantly. And what I've been doing is just listening to CDs when I get up in the morning and when I'm getting ready and in the car. I don't have time for anything else.
Amen.
It's not like I don't do anything else. You understand?
Right.
No. But this is a season in my life, frankly, that I just have to get. Because there's areas of my life that are partial. I got to fill them up. Fullness. And if I don't do it, I'm going to lose out. And I'm just going to be in the same boat. And really, it's not just in the same boat, but I'll start going backwards. And the enemy is trying to take us out. He's mad. But I'm glad. He's sad. But I'm so happy. Okay. He's waiting for us at those adversaries at the door. And they're licking their chops and they're thinking, I'm going to get to him so that he doesn't fulfill the call of God. Remember you did this. Remember this. Pastor Jay, they corrected you on this. And remember you didn't do it. So, no. And I'm just saying... I am so over that.
Yes. Yes.
Devil, that was back in 1970, you know? I am so over that, okay? Oh, really? Oh! You know, kind of like you said to a girl, I am so over that, you know? She comes and apologizes. Oh, I've been so over that for years. And the devil's like, what do you mean you're so over it? You're dealing with symptoms right now. Oh, shut up. Get out of here. I got things to do today. Praise the Lord. Got things to do for God, not for you. Not helping your kingdom. All right, you want to, let's read some things here. Yeah. This is by Pastor Nancy. You can always receive if you always hear. Your healing lives with your hearing. Your healing begins when you hear. Now you could say, really, the life of God begins where you hear. Anything in your life. Okay. They didn't come to be healed, they came to hear. They understood that their healing was connected with their hearing. Where did they get that from? Jesus taught them, you have got to hear what I say so that faith will come to you. When you hear what I say, then you will be able to receive what I am talking about. You will be able to cooperate with it. So we're talking about getting to the places that we need to be. What is that in your life? Whether that's prosperity, healing, wholeness. I mean, frankly, I need the whole gamut, okay? I need all redemption, all right? So with that, I just need to come to the fullness of hearing in all the areas. And right now, I just got fed up. I got fed up with little things I was putting up with my body. I'm like, really? Still dealing with that after all these years? Big woman of faith and power. I'm just getting on to myself, you know? Start getting full, Debbie. Get full in those areas. It'll be all pushed out. You'll be able to get up in front of the church and say, look, I don't have one pain in my body.
Amen.
Not one. Can you say that now? Well, no. But it's coming.
Amen. Amen.
It's coming. People invite someone to church and say, you'll be healed in the service. They saw someone get healed in a service and they came to have someone lay hands on them, but they need to hear in order to receive. They are off the word. They must hear in order to be healed. When you invite someone to this church, tell them, come and hear what God will do for you. And then when you hear, you can receive what he will do for you. Tell people that they will be healed. They won't be healed until they hear. Now, you understand if it's a gift of the Spirit, or many times, sometimes a young Christian or somebody who's not born again can get things, but that's still by gifts of the Spirit, and that's still as the Spirit wills, okay? We've got to teach people. Jesus, 75% of his ministry was focused in on getting people healed by faith, and he had to teach them to do that. So we do people a disservice by telling them, just come to the service and you're going to be healed. No. First of all, sit down with them and teach them yourself.
Yes.
What?
Come on.
Do what? You're the pastor. Yeah, sit down. Go over the scriptures that you've been hearing for the last 10 years. All the books, and you got highlights going on like crazy. You got every dog ear page and everything. Sit down and show them some things. Okay? All right. Anyway, move right along. We got to hurry up. I got 4 minutes. All right. Sit down. Help people understand that they need to hear. Sit down and go to Acts 19 and teach them that, you know, we're going to take a handkerchief to the church, and this is what will happen. We're going to, you know, pastor's going to lay hands on, and there's an anointing that goes into that, and you read the scripture to them, and okay, all right. It's not all up to the pastor. You bring him to church. Pastor didn't even teach on healing tonight. Well, bless God. So they didn't get anything. They didn't get anything because you didn't sit down with them and teach them anything. Oh, moving right along. Okay. They must hear in order to be healed. When you invite someone to this church, tell them, come and hear what God will do for you. All right? Your help is in your hearing. Your answers are in your hearing. Your change that you need are in your hearing. It's not in your spouse's hearing. It's not in your pastor's hearing. He is not talking about hearing with the outward ear, but he is talking about, really talking about Luke. In chapter 5 there. He's not talking about hearing with the outward ear, but he is talking about hearing with the inward ear of the heart. Hear and be healed means two things. They came to hear and then they came to be healed. Man's part is the hearing. God's part is the healing. And then I wrote in parentheses, we receive by faith after we hear. You can't get rid of sickness and disease. This is what Pastor Nancy's saying. That's God's part. When you start trying to get rid of stuff in your own ability, do things, to confess, etc., to be healed, then you are trying to do something that only God can do. It is your job to hear, and when your hearing is full, when the hearing is full, then the healing will fully flow. Or the change will fully flow. If you're constantly hearing about good Holy Ghost meetings, good word meetings, constantly putting them in, constantly listening, that's what you're going to get full of. Good redemptive messages, from your pastor, from people that we adhere to, even have come into the church. Amen. Got the bookstore full of materials there. Yeah. So when you get full of your hearing, I mean, this belongs to me. You get so full. See, what were we talking about at first? You're getting so full. You're meditating on the word that you begin to respond. I'm glad you're excited about this message. I have 1 minute. 1 minute left. Okay, let's find something. I guess we just have to read you the punchline. It's all good. How do you get full? How do you get full? By hearing. You measure the degree of healing by by measuring how much you hear. The more you hear, the more healing will flow. When the doctor says it's too far gone, will you give me 2 minutes? Okay. When the doctor says it's too far gone, for who? It's not too far gone for Jesus. It's not too far gone for healing power. It's not too far gone for the word. There's nothing that any symptoms that we could be dealing with, any situation, whether it be healing, wholeness, the miraculous that we need, there's nothing that will not change if we will get so full and we'll just respond to what the word of God says, it will eventually manifest. It will come to pass. But you don't understand, Pastor, what I need. If you look at the statistics, I'd rather look at the statistics of the word. Let's look at the ultimate statistic, Jesus' ministry. Okay? There was only one place that was in his own hometown that only a few were healed. But at least a few were healed. You go into some churches, moving right along, okay? All right. But Pastor Nancy, you say healing belongs to me. My pastor says it doesn't. Well, what do you want?
Come on.
Do you want what they say or do you want what the word says?
Amen.
Doesn't matter what you've been taught. It matters what God's word says. It doesn't matter what someone else says. God's word authorizes you to kick it out. Amen. If you want healing, you have to hear.